Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I apologize for being late. I will tell you this, in my 14 years of service, I have never been late to a meeting. This is the last public appearance that I will make in my 14 years. I'm honest, I'm telling you the truth. This is it. I will never speak as an elected official again and speaking to you, and you waited around 30 minutes to hear me say something, and hopefully it's meaningful.
State Senator Doug Broxson, who I talked to afterwards, and yeah, that was the last public event for him as a state senator yesterday at the groundbreaking for the District 1 Medical Examiner's Facility. And, you know, John, you and I were kind of talking about this a little bit earlier in the show that off the air, that I think one of the things is a lot of people don't know what an ME office does.
Right.
And it's understandable because they're not in the news a lot. And even if you grew up watching, like, Quincy or, you know, Bones or CSI, you know,
right,
and you've a million times in television and movies seen the coroner, and you've seen the lab, and you've seen bodies laid out on tables, and, you know, the knowledge is there. You just don't necessarily connect the label with what you already know. And, yeah, that's what they do, is when people die, if there's any question about how they died, they do the autopsy, and they figure out the cause of death. And if there's any foul play involved, they will be the ones to provide the evidence and then go to trial. And particularly, you know, Dr. Oleski will testify at trial. And you have all this whole team of investigators who are law enforcement officers. They carry badges and guns. Okay? So, and guns. I'm 99% sure that's true. I know badges. I'm just thinking in my head, do they carry guns? I think they do. Anyway, I know they carry badges. And they're the ones who, they're like the final piece of the law enforcement puzzle, or if you prefer, maybe the first piece of the making of the case puzzle when there's a homicide involved. And, you know, so doing that job professionally, making sure that it is done well, and being, you know, kind and generous and even, dare I say, loving in that. You know, think about like how funeral directors are supposed to like caretake families through their difficult times. Well, you know, the medical examiner's office takes care of people through extremely difficult times, like the worst time of their life. And, you know, having the confidence that things are being done well and that it's done in a professional setting as opposed to, and, you know, forgive me for saying it, but the basement of the Sacred Heart facility is not that. And when families have to go there and endure that facility, it's not pleasant. I mean, it's not pleasant to begin with, but when the facility is so bad that, you know, on top of everything else, like, you'd like to be able to give them a lot of just better situation. I'll just put it that way. So anyway, this is a really big deal for the four county area to be, you know, groundbreaking on this facility that's going to take a little while to construct. But when it is done, it will be revolutionary in terms of being able to provide those services. And as she told us last week, Dr. Oleski, training medical examiners here in Santa Rosa County, which is an amazing thing. You remember, there's about 700 medical examiners in the country, and we're only producing about 32 a year. So being able to train several a year just here in Santa Rosa County is kind of amazing. But back to Doug Broxson for just a second, because it was his final speech as a state legislator.
God bless you for allowing me to do this. It's been great fun. For the first time in 70 years, we had the appropriations chair from District 1. And
you're here.
Amen, for sure.
I told someone recently, they said, well, tell me what you could compare it to. I said, well, it reminds me of a person going to a steak dinner. There's 10 people and 5 steaks. And I said, there was a tremendous fight, but Santa Rosa got 3 of those steaks.
And that's, I mean, not quite those proportions, but still, like, incredibly good work that both he and Alex Andrade have done for funding things and making this happen. And they got lots of the kudos. And, you know, Ginger Bowden Madden, who is a state attorney, you know, she was making the comment that, you know, had it not been for Doug Broxson. And I think there's, you know, of the things that we know that Senator Broxson has done, we know like the tip of the iceberg kind of thing. Like we don't know the 90% of all the things that happened that because he was in that office, and it really is, you know, I mean, quite a testament to his, you know, handling of that office and the power of it, and including some of the history that even I did not quite realize. Sheriff Bob Johnson at the event yesterday.
And also, before he gets here, I want to tell you a little bit about his family. So his father, Bart Broxson, was the first sheriff to be killed in the line of duty in Santa Rosa County. And that was on Christmas Eve in 1959. He was killed by a drunk driver. And as soon as... he was buried, the governor appointed his wife, Senator Broxson's mother, as sheriff. And then in the next election, the senator's brother got elected sheriff. So he's the only person in this state I know of whose family, his mother, father, and brother have been a sheriff in a county in Florida. So it's kind of crazy to think about. But yeah, Christmas Eve, 1959, he's the very first name on the wall at our sheriff's office. So, and he was just recognized in Washington, D.C. as well, on the wall of honor up there. So,
did you know all that, John? I knew his dad was sheriff.
I
knew his dad
no
died in the line of duty, but I didn't know his mom got appointed. I didn't know his brother became sheriff after. I mean, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, quite a family of service. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. We're starting to see some delays. If you are headed on Pine Forest, just south of I-10, you're going to see some delays there. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, going back to the medical examiner and, you know, the stuff that was said, I've got a couple of things to share with you, but I particularly thought, you know, of course, hearing from Dr. Oleski and hearing her talk about the relief of this day was, you don't know the fight. I mean, if you listen to this show for a long time, you know the fight. Having to fight with not only James Calkins in Santa Rosa County, thankfully, that was a board where 4-1 they understood. But to fight with Escambia County, that was a board where three of them did not understand or were at odds with her or weren't willing to take the action. Or, you know, like Stephen Berry actually gotten involved in this. I mean, the allegation in the defamation lawsuit is a co-conspirator, and that's how I view it, too. Like, he got together with these funeral directors at Smokies, and they came up with these letters that accused the medical examiner of all these horrendous, you know, misbehaviors. Then got publicized by Jeff Bergosh and his blog and became national news, totally smearing her name, creating all kinds of problems for her and loss of income. And because, you know, who's going to call on her to testify in their trials and as an expert witness when she's got all this hanging over her head? Exonerated completely by the medical examiner's board in the state of Florida, by the way. All of these allegations, no substantial evidence to support them at all. And they have the evidence to show that most of them are false. And the ones you can show are false, they've shown. The ones that there's no evidence for them, there's no evidence for them. But, you know, that was after she had the audacity to go to the county commission and demand that they follow through on their promise of giving her a new medical facility, which she had demanded in the contract negotiations a couple of years prior. And then, you know, because they didn't like that, and then they did what they did and then dragging their feet on this deal. Finally saying yes when they really had to, when they couldn't say no anymore, but which is good, okay? But, man, like the length of this process, it shouldn't be that hard to do such a hard job. It really it should not be. Anyway, so you could just – and I, you know what? I'm going to play this one. I wasn't going to play this one at this point, but I will play it because, look, I'm pretty good friends with Deanna Oleski. Because of all of that, weirdly, it's a favor that Stephen Berry did me. Because and Jeff Bergosh, because of all that nonsense, I became really close to her. She's just one of the best people. Super smart, super caring. Like, you know, the kind of person you don't want to be at odds with, but the kind of person who is so great to be allied with. Anyway, there was a really human moment at the beginning of her remarks because there was about, I don't know, 150, 200 people there yesterday. All the county commissioners, except for the ones from Escambia County, although Mike Kohler did come, to his credit, and Steve Stroberger came, to his credit. But, you know, Walton, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, they were all there, except for James Calkins. And so, anyway, all these law enforcement officers, 7 different MEs from around the state, like all kinds of people were there. From the National Board, there were people there. And her first comment was...
So, first of all, I greatly miscalculated how many people would be here. So... I didn't think about it, but I'm floored by all of the support that I'm feeling here today. And I appreciate y'all taking your time and sweating. We'll try to get this quick and done.
There was a moment there where I think she almost wanted to cry. Like, because You know, when you're the right person in a swirling set of controversies and you feel like you know you're right, you know there aren't necessarily a lot of people that you are they on my side or not? And then all of a sudden to see that level of support, it's I can get why she was sort of overwhelmed by it. It's a pretty amazing thing. So now to have her staff eventually have the facility they need to all work out of one office, and you know, things that have been needed since a long time ago.
This building is not a luxury, it's a necessity, one that has been needed since the inception of the medical examiner system in 1972.
Yeah, it's been a while coming. And also, just to note that, and I thought this is a really neat note, she said, you know, there's like 700 ME's in the whole country, and seven of them were there yesterday. 1% of the total workforce of all medical examiners was at that event yesterday. In the whole U.S. I mean, that's kind of amazing, right? That's kind of wild. Anyway, did get a chance to talk to Dr. Oleski, you know, as she was still kind of recovering from all of the stuff.
All right, so we're here with the medical examiner for District 1. That is Dr. Deanna Oleski. After we have just turned a little bit of ceremonial dirt on your new medical facility, how does it feel to finally be at this point?
I feel utter relief and a lot of joy, especially for my staff. They've been working so hard, and they're getting cut down, and they're standing back up. And today was, honestly, seeing out in the crowd, I grossly miscalculated how many people were going to come. And it just felt really good that so many people and so many agencies came out to support us.
You know, sometimes you don't realize the amount of support you have in a community until you have an event where they can all come together and celebrate a huge win like this, right?
Yes, absolutely. It was, I almost cried.
Well, of course, we're big fans. We support the work that you're doing, and congratulations. By the way, not an easiest path to get from the interview where you said, I need to have a building, to now 6 years later,
year five years later,
yeah. We're turning dirt on the building you were promised when you were hired.
That is correct, and I'm glad that they eventually saw that this is the right thing to do. And again, it took commissioners with the fortitude and the ability to communicate with each other across different counties to make it happen. This is never a multi-county funded medical examiner's facility has never happened in the state of Florida. Usually it's the big county that will take it up, but we're so unique here in the fact that it's like we have three counties equals one big county, and then we have, like, you know, the other big county, and it's on the other side.
Right.
So it was definitely a struggle, and I'm floored that it's happening.
Can I ask you just like an odd personal question? I know you fairly well, and you have a great sense of humor, and you laugh a lot, but you work in a field that is just tragedy and horror all the time. How do you maintain that just joy that I know is true for you, especially with not just the job, but the difficulties you've experienced around the job?
Well, we laugh a lot, and because trauma brings humor. Mm-hmm. Trauma is honestly what makes us funny, but if you don't laugh, you cry. But it's the satisfaction that we get from helping families or individuals or people finding closure is what gives us the ultimate joy and the reason why we wake up every single day.
Well, Dr. Oleski, again, congratulations, and thank you for doing what you do and helping solve crimes and give closure to loved ones, and just for always spending time with me when I ask you for it. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew.
And it was. It was really neat to see all the support and, you know, to see somebody who's really so tough but also so touched by it. You know what I mean? And that it was nice. 623 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
It's council. Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton, thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
The Florida State Seminoles travel across the state Saturday night to take on rival Miami in a primetime ACC matchup. Airtime is 5 p.m. on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Miami at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Man, whoever snagged him must be some classy babe.
Six, seven, 18, 43. Hike, Hooskers, Dukes. 627 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I always find it ironic that the guy who's good at math, that's me, cannot seem to read numbers for the time on the air with any kind of reliability. I don't know why I even give the time. It's just such a radio habit that, you know, that you're supposed to give the time. And do you not know what time it is? Do you not have your watch and your phone and your clock? I don't know. It's just... it's funny. Anyway, John, these are the things that make me laugh. John Pickens got traffic on the, well, not the fives.
Okay. And no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 is running smoothly along with I-110, not seeing any delays on that, or 98. So we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Almost. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Pardon me, do you have the time?
No, I don't. No, don't ask me. Ask John. John might know it.
Time's running out, actually, for the candidates to make their cases to voters.
Nicely done. Go on. Nicely done.
To the voters ahead of the November 5th election, Vice President Harris will be making her final pitch with a speech at the National Mall next week. Meanwhile, former President Trump is gearing up for a pair of campaign events out west today. He's holding a rally in Arizona. Then he'll head to Nevada. A single winning Powerball ticket was sold in Georgia for a $478 million jackpot drawing. The lucky ticket has a cash value of just over $230 million. And sad news, the oldest person in the U.S. has died. Elizabeth Francis was her name. She lived in Houston, Texas, and died at the age of 115. The LongeviQuest database, which tracks the world's oldest people, says that she was born in Louisiana, during the Taft administration in 1909, lived through two world wars and 20 U.S. presidents.
By the way, well done saying the word LongevaQuest. Was that the name of it?
Yes.
Well done. That's a hard word, I think. I'd never heard that word before. The name of the company, anyway. David, thanks so much for the update. 629 on News Radio 92.3. Not CNN. 60 Minutes, excuse me. Kamala Harris also did an interview yesterday with CNN Town Hall. 60 Minutes is now pushing back on the Trump allegations that they doctored the interview that Kamala Harris did with them about a week and a half ago. 60 Minutes, they say fairly, this is their response, fairly presented the interview to inform the viewing audience and not to mislead it. Indeed, your contention that 60 Minutes acted nefariously is entirely unfounded. Instead, the interview was edited for time with the aim of allowing the public to hear from the vice president on as many subjects as possible in a 20-minute interview. The unfortunate thing for 60 Minutes is that they released the edited interview, but they also released an unedited clip of Kamala Harris that Face the Nation played that showed her bumbling and stumbling and fighting the English language. What was the line at the Mark Lee Van Camp and Robin said yesterday? Watching her talk is like watching my two-year-old try to catch a balloon. I think that's, okay. Because, goodness, we never hear her say things that are inarticulate, do we ever?
Some voters, though, might ask, you've been in the White House for 4 years, you were vice president, not the president, but why wasn't any of that done for the last 4 years?
Well, there was a lot that was done, but there's more to do, Anderson. And I'm pointing out things that need to be done.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris says she agrees with former Trump administration officials who say he's a fascist. At a live town hall in Pennsylvania, CNN's Anderson Cooper asked about her plans as president.
Why wasn't any of that done for the last 4 years?
Well, there was a lot that was done, but there's more to do, Anderson. And I'm pointing out things that need to be done.
Including immigration, she says.
She resettled these people into your communities all over America. And they're the roughest people.
Former President Trump in Georgia. The Justice Department's warning Elon Musk's political action committee, its $1 million daily lottery may be illegal.
A number of lawyers and public officials are questioning the legality of payments to swing state voters. The DOJ letter cites federal law that does not allow anything of value paid for registering to vote.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly clear skies and 66 degrees in Pensacola today. UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders giving the State of the University address right here on News Radio 92.3 yesterday.
The University of West Florida is doing just fine.
Saunders cited multiple national recognitions that the university has received over the past year, including being named a top 10 regional university by U.S. News and World Report, being named as a top school in the Best for Vets list, and being named a great school to work for, among other accolades. Saunders also said enrollment has increased. It's up 11% in the last 4 years, with almost 15,000 students attending UWF this year. The address, again, presented yesterday during our News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk program. The long-awaited Pensacola Police Bearcat has arrived. It was revealed at a press conference Wednesday morning at PPD's headquarters. Chief Eric Randall said it demonstrated Mayor D.C. Reeves and his administration's efforts to fund public safety.
This is a city vehicle, but it's a community vehicle as well, because that's the way we operate here as part of the community. I want to say once again, I can't thank the mayor and his administration enough for the investments that he is making in public safety so we can make sure each and every one of you is safe as well.
And again, that press conference was held yesterday at the PPD headquarters. Randall said it's a big step towards giving officers the tools they need to keep Pensacola one of the safest communities in America. Mayor Reeves said when he first took office that replacing the SWAT team's old plumber's van was one of his top priorities. Well, an investigation continues after that shooting on Nicholas Lane last weekend. One man was charged with attempted murder in the case. 26-year-old Thaddeus English was arrested when deputies arrived Sunday.
Boyfriend and ex-boyfriend are at a location. I think it was a house. And they decide, hey, let's take it outside, as historically people have done. And once they're outside, the one guy just pulls out a gun and shoots the other guy in the head.
And Simmons said initially the suspect had been charged with aggravated battery. Those charges have since been upgraded. The two men were reportedly involved in a disagreement involving a woman. A husband and wife have died after a police standoff. This is in Polk County. Police there say it all unfolded yesterday at a home on Slocum Road in Haines City when a sheriff's office got a call from a man that said his brother was threatening to kill his wife and himself. When deputies arrived, police say the man came out on a second-floor balcony and pointed a gun at deputies. For about an hour, deputies had tried to de-escalate the situation, but the man ultimately pointed his gun again at a deputy and walked back into the home. Deputies made entry into the house where the situation escalated. The man was shot by deputies, and the deputies found the female, Carla Rodriguez, dead inside of the home. It is 6:35 right now, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still no accidents to let you know about. We are seeing a little bit of a slowdown if you're on I-10 eastbound heading toward the Highway 29 construction zone right there. So just be aware of that. Also seeing some slowdowns if you're at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29. You're going to see some delays, just congestion in that area at that stoplight. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast.
Another sunny and dry day on tap as high pressure continues to dominate our forecast. Temperatures will start out in the lower 60s this morning, heading into the afternoon, climbing right back into the middle and upper 80s. Going into tonight, temperatures drop back down into the lower 60s, making way for middle 80s once again for the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell. We are WEAR, First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. 66 now in Pensacola, your next news. At 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime, I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell this morning, reversing gains after topping the 4.25% threshold in the previous session. The 10-year Treasury yield slid more than 4 basis points to 4.1958%. McDonald's has pulled the Quarter Pounder from 1/5 of its U.S. stores because of a deadly E. coli outbreak. The CDC confirmed the outbreak has sickened at least 49 people in 10 states. One person has died and 10 were hospitalized. Heineken shares rose 2.2% as volume declines in key markets were offset by higher pricing. The company said it still expects full-year operating profit of between 4 and 8%, even as volumes rose just 0.7% in the third quarter. The company also pushed sales of zero-alcohol beer Heineken Zero, which grew 3.4% in the quarter. Futures are mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 409. That's Your Money Now.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger. If you're ready for better investment of our taxpayer dollars, real transparency in local government, and putting our first responders first, I'm asking for your vote for Escambia County Commissioner. I'm proud to be supported by our brave firefighters, EMT, and law enforcement officers, those who protect us every day. I am ready to bring a new perspective, and I am committed to our community. I'm asking for you to vote Ashley Hoffberger for Escambia County Commissioner.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
UWF continues to rise in prominence via a number of national recognitions. We are a top 10 public regional university for the third year in a row in U.S. News and World Reports again this year. UWF earned its highest ranking ever in Best for Vets college list at number 12 in the country. We were named a 2024 Great College to Work For again this year. This recognition is given to the 10 highest scoring institutions in the country in the large university category.
Yeah, president of the university, Martha Saunders, was here at Pep Talk, which was yesterday afternoon. I would have done this, in case you were wondering. I definitely would have been the one to do this, except I had already committed to going to the District 1 Medical Examiner's Facility groundbreaking. Also, PPD had their Bearcat unveiling with the D.C. Reeves press conference yesterday, and we were doing like, oh, people coordinate. No, it did not. I was actually talking with Martha right before, President Saunders, right before she was coming on the air on Pep Talk, and I'm like, oh, man, I can't be here for this. I got to go to the medical examiner's thing, and she's like, I know I got an invite to this, but I had to come do this, too. I'm like, you know, things happen. Anyway, so, Martha, you know, UWF is doing great, like really, really, really doing great.
In the Florida Board of Governors 23-24 performance-based funding model, UWF excelled in metrics measuring retention, median wages upon graduation, and high-impact practices. We earned some of the highest marks in university history and landed in the top three in three metrics.
I mean, those are all things that were not true, you know, 6 or 7. You remember, there was some real, like, concern about the university about 6 or 7 years ago, you know, with where we were scoring on the metric. Maybe it was 5 years ago. Again, I apologize if I'm getting some of the years wrong, but there was a time where we're like, ooh, this is not going so great. But yeah, it's, you know, big turnaround. Things are doing great now. Obviously, you know, we've got the stadium that they're working on. They got the big capital plan that they're working on. In fact, that's actually quite an interesting thing that they're working on raising money for. Listen to her talk about some of the things they're going to do with that money.
Our Here for Good capital campaign is well underway. If we meet our goals with this campaign, we will see the naming of at least 25 academic programs, departments, and facilities. If we meet our goals with this campaign, we will see the growth of an Institute for Global and Population Health, a newly named analytical lab, and a new state-of-the-art data server for our computer science program. If we meet our goals with this campaign, we will break ground for a new football stadium in 2026. And if we meet our goals with this campaign, every undergraduate at the University of West Florida will have access to a scholarship.
That's That last one is the one that caught my attention, that they're trying to provide not necessarily full ride scholarships, but all kinds of layers and levels of amounts that can help people. Because one of the things, maybe you don't think about it a lot. I mean, I don't think about it a lot, but because as affordable as Florida school is, and it is really affordable. In fact, I was just the other day, I was over at a store and I was talking to the lady checking me out, and I was wearing an Illinois shirt. And she's like, "Oh, are you from Illinois?" And I said, "Yeah." "And are you?" And she's like, "Yeah." And she says, "I come from, I forget where she, it wasn't Palatine, but anyway, somewhere, you know, sort of west of Chicago." I was like, "Well, what brings you down here?" She's like, "School." I'm like, "Really? For business?" Because that's what she's going. I'm like, "Because Illinois has a really good business school." And she's like, "Yeah, but I can't afford it. So I came here to UWF where, you know, it's affordable." And also Florida, you know. And I'm like, "Oh, that's kind of cool. You don't hear that a lot." But that's kind of where UWF is developing this reputation, and certainly the affordability for school here in Florida. But as she said, as Martha Saunders said yesterday,
we have really been leaning in to make sure we have the right resources that the students need. More internal scholarships. Students, it costs money to go to college.
Amen.
And sometimes even a small scholarship can make the difference in whether they can stay or take that extra course or stay that extra semester or whether they have to stop for a while.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it's sort of at the margins of who can afford to be in school, sometimes because of the pure cost, sometimes because school time takes away from work time. Right. And so being able to sort of survive your way through while you're at school is just because of the money that you're giving up in going to school. Right. So I love that that's kind of a part of what they're trying to do. But man, so many successes, so many program expansions. I'll give you a couple of those in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still no accidents to let you know about right now. Highway 90 and I-10 and I-110 are all looking good. Still seeing some delays at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29 due to traffic congestion. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So, you know, one of the things that she always does in her State of the University address is President Saunders talks about the things where we have won or the things that we have done really well. And, yeah, it's all true. And, you know, you might hear about the sports stuff, but some of the, obviously, the academic competition stuff is really quite impressive. Like?
A UWF team placed top five in the country against teams including Yale University, Dartmouth College, at the National Big Data Health Science Student Case Competition. UWF Lewis Baird Jr. College of Business students took home a first-place win at the 2024 Southeastern Hedge Fund Strategy Competition. The team beat students from 28 other universities. UWF speech and debate team swept the table at the Pi Kappa Delta Nationals.
All pretty impressive. And like the singers at UWF getting picked as the only group that got picked in a blind, like a blindfold kind of comparison for the Music Educators Conference. Or that we had, you know, just happened to have somebody who plays second in the nation in the Army ROTC competition.
ROTC student Logan McKenna finished second in the nation out of 5,500 cadets at the Army's biggest annual training event.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. You know, we're doing okay. And expanding programs with Triumph grants and, you know, nursing and biomedical research, and I think boat construction was even one of the ones she mentioned.
We were awarded a $6.7 million Triumph grant to enhance nursing program offerings. And just recently, we received another $3.3 million Triumph grant for water and vessel engineering in partnership with the New York Yacht Club's American Magic Racing Team.
Again, tying all these things in, it's good. I mean, that's really quite cool. And one of the things that I know, and I know this is coming here as an outsider, okay? I'd never heard of UWF before we lived here. But that's probably true of you've never probably heard of Northern Illinois University, you know, in DeKalb, right? So the local regional universities out of state, you probably have never heard of them. But one of the things, like kind of the perception of UWF is that, well, if you can go to a good school, you go to a good school. And if you can't afford to or don't qualify, you go to UWF. Right? I mean, that's the perception. Okay. I'm telling you, you know, we are sending two of our kids to UWF. And not because they can't get into somewhere else, not because we wouldn't be willing, but because they really are offering, you know, the programs that we want. And it's nice that they can live at home. We can save some money, but that's not the reason. You know what I mean? And so the academic prestige, the knownness of UWF, the quality of the education, especially for the dollar that you get there, is just on a tremendously upward trajectory.
When I came into the presidency, UWF had never had a national merit finalist. This year, we welcomed our 14th. These are students who can go anywhere they choose, and they have chosen UWF.
Exactly. And you know what's funny? I was listening to Brent Lay, my good friend from Cat Country. He was the one who did the kind of interview host with her yesterday on Pep Talk. And he called himself an Argo dad because I know his girls went there. Both the girls went there. And I realized, oh, my God, I'm an Argo dad. You know, it never dawned on me. I'd never thought of it that way. And it was one of those things, all of a sudden, like, oh, that is me. as pro-Argo as I have been and as involved in the news around the campus that I have been over all the years, it just hadn't really clicked with me that, oh, I guess me too. And I do these ads for Pensacola State College where I talk about them going to UWF and like, oh, you know, sometimes it takes that penny has to drop, so to speak, for you to click with something. So what is the ultimate show that things are doing well? Here's the evidence, the real evidence that UWF is growing and deepening and becoming. I often think to myself about UWF, what did people think of FSU when FSU was only at 5 or 8 or 10,000 people? You know, what did people think of, you know, Florida or Miami or Central Florida when they were only at 8 or 10? You know what I mean? Like every big university was once a not big university. And, you know, who knows where UWF is going to be in 30 years. But the trajectory is that they will be a school of that stature in time, right? If you just kind of look at how the growth has been, and it shows in enrollment.
Students from varied backgrounds have caused our enrollment to swell. Again this year, we have experienced record enrollment. As of today, we are just shy of 15,000 students at 14,823.
15,000 is pretty good. Now, also keep in mind as we do the tenant commands interviews and we find out that, like, Horry Station puts through 15,000 a year also, which is just, that's not to say UWF is small. That's to say, oh, my God, the military mission here is huge, right? You know, we say things like it's half of the economy or a third of the economy, and it doesn't really sink in exactly. And not just undergrads, by the way.
Our undergraduate enrollment is up again, 3%. Our graduate overall enrollment is up again at 13%.
Yeah, so things are hopping at UWF. And, you know, it was really nice to hear from Dr. Saunders and hear some of the updates. And in case you weren't able to tune in because it's kind of during the workday yesterday at 9:30, I wanted to give you a chance to hear some of that stuff and, you know, celebrate the good things that are going on at our local university. 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you have an import that you need to get serviced, whether it's a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, a Jaguar, Audi, a Lexus, good quality cars you pay extra to get, you do not have to pay extra to service. You don't have to take them to the dealership. You don't have to pay the gas and the time and the irritation. And, you know, a lot of times, like I said, the extra price. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on those cars all the time. They work on the domestics too. Okay. You know, if you got your Chevy, your Ford, that's fine. They work on diesel engines, gas engines. You know, you might think a diesel is a little bit of a specialty item. And it is, okay, but not that much. And they work on those. The philosophy they have is they want to see you a little bit more regularly, maybe even a little bit more often, because it's the more frequent routine, regular preventative maintenance that can help avoid the catastrophe. I mean, there's literally a reason they call it preventative maintenance. It's to prevent the big thing. Catch it early, and you catch it a lot more inexpensively and with less headache and hassle and all of that. So bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. That's the philosophy at Bobby Likas. It's in the website name, carclinicservice.com. And if you manage a fleet, like if you have a business and you have a couple of different cars, whether it's two cars or 30, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and many more. So whether it's one or many, Bobby Likas can take care of you at their traditional location on Davis Highway or the new location on US 29 across from the Walmart.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi everybody, this is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, my old girlfriend from Oklahoma was going to fly out here for the dance, but she couldn't because she's doing some modeling right now.
Think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I also believe that the people who know him best on this subject should be trusted.
You know what would have been a more interesting question? A follow-up? Could you define fascist for me? I would have loved to hear the word salad that would follow that question. Well, you know, it's a bad person.
You know, like. Andrew, I grew up in a middle-class family.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's... Oh, man. It's... We really do live in amazing times.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
So... just... What? Meanwhile, Trump's response.
Our country is being destroyed and crippled by Kamala Harris. A person that got no votes. Therefore, she's a threat to democracy.
Yeah, he's the threat to democracy. He's the authoritarian, the undoer of elections. But how does she get to be the nominee exactly? I mean, you know, he's the one that's going to subvert and pervert the legal system. Who's had the charges against him, though, really? Under which administration? David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Dolly Parton is apparently giving the Tennessee-based nonprofit Mountain Ways $2 million to help with hurricane relief. They're going to be using that money to provide food, shelter, transportation, and medical needs for Hurricane Helene victims, as they're still working on recovery there.
Very good. Thanks, David. I appreciate that.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.